praise God for your for what He's doing in this wonderful place. You know, God is definitely at work, and He's producing so much unbelievable healings that are taking place. And you know, we're not here to glorify the healing. We're glorifying the God of the healing. That's why we're giving Him praise and glory. We're not going to just rejoice that we are healed, but we are rejoicing that God healed us. It is in His strength and in His power that these things take place. But before we go any further, let's give God glory for His word. Would you raise your Bibles with me? And just lift this up. Father, we thank You for Your word that is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Thank You that all Scripture is God-breathed and inspired, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in Your righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A couple of weeks ago, we started a series called Healing Truths. We wanted to get into a deeper understanding of what biblical healing is really all about. And we laid a foundation 2 weeks ago about this. We talked about that God can heal. We talked about that God does heal. We also talked about what we believe about healing is extremely important. Because what we believe about healing opens the door fully or shuts it to God one way or another. So what we believe is extremely important. And we spent a lot of time talking about that. And you can listen to that on the website. And then last week, Maureen shared about the five steps to praying for people for healing. If you were not here, it's also on the website. You can listen to it and watch it. We're trying to put some of the messages on video now too. But also in the back, if you have not received it with your bulletin, we put the five-step model of prayer on a piece of paper, front and back. So please make sure you get one if you haven't. It is extremely important because it's just basic things and how to pray for people. The paper and the directions are not supernatural themselves. It is a model. The supernatural is in the power of God flowing in the process. Okay, we don't give glory to the process. We give glory to God. This is just to help us flow biblically and to flow in a way that God can move. So today, I want to go back to what we believe about healing is important. And I'm going to kind of go right through these things because I want to talk about truths and lies. And we're going to kind of begin with the negative to talk about the positive. The lies, because every one of us has either believed or accepted a lie in one way or another about healing. And I want to preface this to share with you that this message or this part of this series of messages is not 100% original. The concept and some of these things I took from listening to someone who shared very similar to this. And it's just important enough, and as I prayed over specific things that God would want me to share, He kept bringing me back to a lot of the same concepts, that we're going to elaborate them and present them in a way that ministers to our body here today. The first lie we're going to talk about is, God will heal others, but He won't heal me. We've all heard that, right? God will heal others, but He won't heal me. Well, Luke 6:19 says this, and the whole multitude sought to touch Him. Why? For power went from Him and healed them all. Healed them all. God does not say, well, you know, I like Mike, so I'll heal him. But I don't like him, so I won't heal him. God wants to heal everybody. It is His desire. And God will heal you as well He heals others. So that lie is false. The truth is, God wants to heal everybody. He didn't say, only some of you who confess your sins will be healed. He said, confess your sins so that you will be healed. The you is all-encompassing. So this one lie is not true. So if you've ever said that, and why we're sharing the lies, and I'm going to share with you something for me. As God is revealing lies, whether it's on healing or something else that I've believed or accepted or spoken over myself, my family, my relationships, I've had to repent of it, simply saying, Lord, I'm sorry for believing it and accepting it so that God can work through it. Give you an example of what I mean, and even though this is not about physical healing, the fact is, when my wife and I first got married, we are so different, even in the way we do things, that it began to be sometimes hard for us to do a project together. I accepted the lie that I can't work with my wife. Friday night, we had a project at home to do, and I was thinking I was going to do it on my own, and I said, and she said, oh, good, I'll help you do it. We'll do this together. And the first thought that hit my mind, the lie that I believed, was that I can't work with my wife. And as soon as that thought hit my mind, I had to stop, repent, rebuke the enemy for putting that thought in my head, and then believe the fact that, yes, the two of us are one in all things as husband and wife. So I shared that example with you so that you will see how this applies to these lies as well. I had to repent of myself in those things. Same way, if any of these lies we accept and have accepted, we simply have to say, Lord, forgive me for believing that God, you heal others, but you don't heal me, or you won't heal me. That's not God speaking. That is fear, insecurity, doubt, sin of the devil, not of God, because God desires all be healed. All. So that's a lie. Know the truth. He wants you to be healed. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. That's number one. The whole multitude was healed. Lie number two, I do not deserve to be healed. Or I don't feel worthy, or I'm not worthy to be healed. How many of us have said that? My life is so messed up, or I've done so many things wrong, I don't deserve to be healed. I've heard that said a lot when it comes to sin and love. How can God love me after all that I've done you? Well, you know what? If God can love you, God can heal you. And His love covers a what? A multitude of sins. Sin is anything not of God. Sickness is not of God. So if God can heal that, He heals all of us, not part of us. And yes, His grace is what? Sufficient. Not limited. He doesn't say, my grace is limited to certain needs you have. It's sufficient for all your needs. That includes your healing. So this lie, I don't deserve to be healed, or I'm not worthy to be healed, is of the devil. Because in Christ we are clothed in righteousness, we put on the garment of praise, we have the robe of salvation. We are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. So yes, you are worthy to be healed. James 5:16, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's no coincidence those two things are together. Confess your sins. Confess anything keeping you apart from God. Okay, that's it. That's what a sin is. Anything in the way of my relationship with God, that God can heal every part of me. He, by confessing it, what happens? I've been made clean by the blood of the Lamb. Now that I'm clean, yes, I am worthy. Because why? He calls me worthy. He calls me righteous. He calls me redeemed. So what does that do? That makes me an applicant for His healing. That makes me where puts me where I need to be healed. Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who does what? Forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. The two go hand in hand. Lord, forgive me, I'm healed. I repent And remember what I said, how we began, the thoughts, the lies we believe. The lie itself is a sin because it's not from God. So Lord, forgive me for believing this lie that I can be healed. Lie number three, other people need to be healed more than I do. I've actually heard that a lot. Oh, pray for them. You know, they need it more. Or I don't need it. I'm okay. It's only a little thing. They need it more. If no sin is greater in God's eyes than another sin, other than blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and that's for another sermon. Do you think one ailment is greater than another in God's eyes? God doesn't change. And it doesn't take more effort for God to raise somebody from the dead than it does to fix a splinter or a cut or a rash or a broken bone or a heart issue or a blood issue. It doesn't take more effort from him. He does it like this. He wants to do it. Colossians 2:10, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. You are complete in him. He makes you whole. So when you come to him, when I go to him, and Lord, we sang, here's my heart, Lord, here's my life, and I give you my life. Guess what I'm also giving him? I'm not just giving him my spiritual life. I'm giving him all of me. Why? So I can be made whole. And I need to be made as whole as the person standing next to me. I need to be made as whole as the person laying in a hospital bed. Heck, I need to be made as whole as a person laying 6 feet under who God can raise from the dead. Amen? Are we believing this? Are we standing on this? Can we declare this in faith? Fourth lie, I have prayed before, and this one we've heard very often, prayed before for healing and nothing happened. So why keep praying? Why should I keep on praying if it never happened before? Why should I keep doing it? Well, let's look at this. 2 Kings 5:14 says, so he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Brought this up earlier. 6 times wasn't going to be enough. 1 time wasn't going to be enough. Needed to be done 7 times. What did we just read in James 5:16? That the effective, fervent, passionate, continual prayers of a righteous person avail much. It's continual. You don't stop. You don't quit fighting. The battle isn't over till God says it's over. Because why? It belongs to him. Even the battle of our physical affliction belongs to God and only to God. He had to dip 7 times and he was healed. Bill Johnson writes, who's the pastor of Bethel Church, believing that healing is either not for today or that is not a part of our salvation is a flat-out lie. Is a flat-out lie. To believe it's not part of our whole salvation. Believing a lie empowers the liar. Think about that. Believing the lie empowers the liar. Coming into agreement with the devil by believing a lie enables him to do what? Steal from us that much more easily. So to say, Lord, I've been praying for 2 years and I'm not healed, so I guess you're not going to heal me. Who do you think is trying to discourage you? Is the Holy Spirit the discourager or the encourager? The discourager wants you to give up. So by giving up, I am agreeing with him and I am empowering him in my life. I'm giving him authority in my life. How many grandmothers and aunts and uncles in this room and grandfathers have prayed, and mothers and fathers even, have prayed for their sons and daughters and are still praying for years, and some until they came to the Lord? Amen, right? 8 years. Amen. Amen. 8 years. What would have happened if you stopped at 3, at 4 or 5? Guess he's not going to be saved. The devil's hold on him is stronger than my God. Really? Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying and believing for your healing or whoever you are praying for. God will heal. God will heal. Stay strong. Stay faithful. Stay in your prayer mode. Line number 5. I have to have a specific person to pray and lay hands on me to be healed. Is that true? Are my hands so much more anointed? Are they so much more like powerful than you that it has to be me? I know most of us know who Benny Hinn is, and he's known as a great person who heals and does things. But you know what? I don't need Benny Hinn to heal if I can do it myself. I don't need him. God can work through me as he works through him. I just have to be willing. I have to want it. I have to desire it badly. It's up to me to choose to make that choice. God can work through every single one of us. Heard a testimony this morning of an 11, 12-year-old boy, Josh, that prayed, and Tracy was healed. It's that simple. It's that simple. If you are willing to be used by God, God wants to use you. If you are willing to let God move, he will move in you. Don't always need to be laid hands by a specific person. It's not. Matthew 10, 7 through 8, Jesus says, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God, heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely you give. The more freely you receive, the more you're willing to give. So are you freely receiving? Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord. I want more of you in me. I want to flow in you more. Jesus never commissioned anybody to preach without also commissioning them to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out demons. And he commissioned every single one of us to do that. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says this, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. I go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Always. That's for all of us. That's for every single one of us to do. Line number 6 that we believe. I didn't feel anything when I received prayer, therefore God didn't heal me. Heard that a lot too. So if I don't receive prayer, I mean, if I don't feel it, if I don't feel all of a sudden a tingling or I'm shaking, or does that mean I'm not healed? It's not true. God can heal with thunder, but God can also heal with that still small voice that we talk about. You don't have to feel something to be healed. Shared with you 2 weeks ago, praying over a 12-year-old girl whose arm was swollen because she fractured it. She didn't feel anything other than she could visibly see her swelling go down as we were praying. God, you don't have to feel something. 7th lie, I wasn't totally healed, so I really wasn't healed at all. So what you're saying is partial healing is not healing? Is that what we're saying? That's not true. That's a lie to help us minimize the strength of God in our minds and hearts and spirits. It's not true. Some healing is healing. Sometimes healing does take time. 10 lepers were healed as they walked. Guess what? They had to walk. They were healed as they walked. Didn't happen all at once. One by one, little by little, the healing took place. Philippians 1:6 says this, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. What's that saying? If God's starting something and I allow him to, he's going to be faithful to complete it. This is what God does. He is faithful to complete it. The only one that can stop him is me by saying, no, Lord, enough, enough. I don't want any more. I get in his way. But when I am confident of what? This very thing, that what God starts, he's going to finish. That's where my faith stands on. So this lie that if I wasn't totally healed, that means I'm really not healed or I'm not going to be healed, that's not from God. God is not done with you yet. Lie number 8, the problem I have is I've had too long for it to be healed now. I've been hurt for 30 years, or I've been had this crick in my back or neck for, 20 years now. So why would God want to heal me now? Healing delayed is not healing denied. Let me say that again. Healing delayed is not healing denied. Amen. Time. Remember the man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5? He was there for 30 years every year, comes there for 30 years waiting to someone to put him in that pool when that pool is stirred to be healed. 30 years. Do you think Jesus walked up to him and said, well, tough luck. 30 years, we're done. It's not what he did. You want to be healed? Go. Get up. You're healed. Luke 8:43-48. I'm not going to read the full scripture, but the woman that touched Jesus as he was walking, and Jesus felt his power go through him and go, wait a minute, who touched me? And his disciples said, 1,000 people are around you. What do you mean, who touched you? He's like, no. I felt somebody specific touch me. And he turned to her, and she confessed it was I that touched his robe, or the hem of his robe. This is a woman who had a blood disease for 12 years, and by touching Jesus, she was healed. You think Jesus said, sorry, I have a 7-year limit. She was healed 12 years later. He worked. Line number 9, my problem is too small to be healed. We heard that. Oh, it's just a sprained ankle. It's okay. Matthew 10:29-30 says, are not 2 sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from the Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. God cares enough about how many hair you have on your head. How many I shaved off today? Do you think a little boo-boo is too small to God not to notice? He notices everything. And he wants to heal anything. I've got a little rash here. Had it for about a week and been praying and claiming healing. And it hasn't fully healed yet, but immediately after praying, it went away about 70%. So I'm claiming my partial healing, and I'm believing in the one who's faithful to begin a work, is faithful to complete it. And it is healed as far as I'm concerned. In Jesus' name, this rash wasn't too small for God. Line number 10. My condition is too big to be healed. All right, John 11. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. Do I need to talk about that anymore? And he was raised from the dead. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly. His power works through in us. God can do it. There is nothing too big for God. And then the final lie that I'm going to talk about, and I know there are other lies that we might have personally accepted, that we need to just say, Lord, I'm sorry for believing this, but I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And this lie is God is allowing me to suffer or to deal with this sickness. It's not going to be up there. But God is allowing this to happen to me for a reason, or to make me a better person, or to build my character. And I have to confess to you, that's one I've actually said before. Maybe God is allowing you to go through this so that you can do this, this, and that, or whatever. But you know what? That's not the way God works. That's not the way God works. Acts 10:38, it won't be up there, but I want to share this with you. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now see, this lie is important that we go against it because, and I'm going to read you a quote from Bill Johnson again. A major change in theology has taken place over the past 2,000 years. When Jesus walked the earth, all sicknesses was from the devil. People believed sickness was not of God. It was not of God to be sick. Today, a large part of the church believe God either sends sickness or allows it to make us better people by building character and teaching us the value of suffering. If God allows sickness, can we still call the devil a thief who robs us of our health? Think about it. If we're going to say, well, God, you gave me this sickness to teach me this. Wait a minute. God is a God of order. God is purity. God is holy. God is just. God is whole. God is complete. God's purpose is to bring us back into a complete, whole relationship with him in all purity and righteousness. When we put on his robe of righteousness and his cloak of salvation, his garment of praise, there is no stains left. Okay? This is not from God. After all, if the thief has permission to steal, is it even stealing? Can it be called stealing any longer? So it is not of God. It is not of God that we suffer for a reason. He's not allowing this physical suffering to take place to build our character. We're dealing with it. We go to him to get rid of it, to get through it, to get past it. This is the Word of God. This is who God is. This is his character. God is not going to let you go through stuff just for the sake of going through it. Now, there are stuff that happens to me by some choices I make. And you know, I am being attacked. I do get attacked spiritually, and it manifests in the physical. But you know what? I have a God who I can claim his healing in me and declare that healing to take place in my life. And as I said, there are more lies that maybe you can think of, but these are kind of 11 major lies that I've heard, we've accepted, I've even said and claimed on myself that I've had to repent and maybe continually repent and ask God to wash those things away from my mind and my attitude so that I can be fully open for who is freely receiving is able to freely give. Amen? So I wanted to share with you these lies because if you've thought about them, we need to just take a moment and confess them to God so that God can work in them and God can deliver what he wants to deliver through them, in us through them, as we repent of them. So I want to ask if Diana, if you would come and just lead us in worship right now. If you would all stand. We're going to do two things. First thing we're going to do, I want you, as Diana leads us, is just to pray to and just repent of any of the lies that you've personally accepted, whether it's these or any more. But then after we do that, we're going to take the next step. And I will instruct you on that in a little bit. But right now, just take a few moments and let the Holy Spirit minister to you and just confess those things. As we continue to worship and we pray, we're going to move right now as the Holy Spirit moves us. God, all of a sudden, we're going to gives you a word of knowledge, which is all of a sudden, if you have not felt a twinge or a pain or anything physical in your body, and all of a sudden it hits you now, that may be a word of knowledge and it's meant for somebody else. If you've received that, I want you to speak it out, just like Maria shared that earlier and prayed with someone in the back over that. I want you to speak it out. And if that's you, if that you can identify with that, I want you to go to that person who spoke it out and have them pray over you. Because God wants to heal right now. He's healing right now. So if you've received a word of knowledge, would you speak it out right now? When I ask you, we're going to just to gather around with maybe two or three other people with you. And would you just find somebody and just pray with? Just pray for one another. Even if you are not dealing with a physical healing now, I want you to just lift the person up next to you, that their body maintains the full health of Christ. And they have the strength and the vigor to continue that. So would you kind of break up right now with those around you? Just get up, move with two, three, four people together and just pray for one another right now. If you see somebody standing by themselves, pull them into your group. Pray with them right now. You're going to believe in that healing power of God working through right now.